Jessica, thank you for joining us. We're starting off talking about Otero County Commissioner Coy Griffin's request to have his federal case dismissed. This case centers around his involvement in the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. What can you tell us about what we know with his case so far?
Well, that is exactly Mr. Griffin's point in the newest motion that he filed through his counsel, Nicholas Smith, asking for the dismissal of these charges. Both of them say that since Mr. Griffin never actually entered the Capitol building during the riots, that the charge against him isn't valid. Now, the motion was filed on the 12th. It'll be some time before there will be a decision on the actual motion. What we know is that they're citing a portion of the law regarding the case for which he was charged that says that there is a prohibition on entering restricted buildings or grounds. And that's the one point right there, entering. Mr. Griffin, and we can confirm through video and other items, never actually went into the Capitol building, though he was present on the grounds that is the lawn in front of the Capitol building during the riots. So we'll continue to watch this case and continue to report on it for the public.
Okay. Speaking of public, we have news with the public schools in the area and their decision on extended learning time for students in Alamogordo. What can you share with us about what the district has decided?
Right. So Governor Lujan Grisham signs in a Bill 40, and that was an extension of 10 days to the calendar school year for any qualifying schools. This was a discussion that the Alamogordo Public School Board took up during its last meeting. Now, prior attempts to have schools in Alamogordo go to extending learning time required a vote of the school board. But now it only requires approval of a school calendar because of that passage of that bill. President of the board, Melanie Halbeck, said that they support the efforts and they hope that by implementing these extra school days, it will give those students who might have struggled through the last learning year because of the pandemic and switches from in-person and online, it'll give them a little bit extra springboard to continue learning and to catch up where they might have fallen behind.
Okay, Jessica, now we're going to close with Otero County implementing a no fireworks and no burning policy. What can you tell us about this?
The Otero County Commission took steps during its meeting on the 13th of May to restrict open burning and, in addition, to put in place certain fireworks restrictions for burn bans. That means there's no open campfires, no open flames, and that those who have lawns or homes should be maintaining them to restrict any type of fire incident. When it comes to fireworks, and we know the 4th of July is coming up, the sale of fireworks is restricted. So for those in Otero County, permissible fireworks include cone fountains and crackling devices, those cylindrical fountains, sparklers, the ground spinners, and the illuminating torches, and certain novelty items. But any type of aerial firework is prohibited. Those include the spinners, those little mine and missile rocket type things, the Roman candles, the shell and stick type rockets. So anything that has ground audible are prohibited. Keep that in mind as you are preparing to celebrate the 4th of July.
Okay, Jessica, thank you for the update. We look forward to talking with you next week on Alamogordo Now.
Look forward to it.